And throughout this country, and certainly most of the Western world, there will be science fiction conventions. And forget about the people in the plastic pointy ears. They're just an unrepresentative majority. Most of the people there read books and buy books as a habit on an almost daily basis. And you can go into the dealer's rooms and there will be the £10 notes flowing across the counters like a brown tide. And you can talk to the authors. You can buy authors a drink, which is always a good thing, I feel. And you learn a very important lesson. And I went to my first one when I was 13. I tasted beer for the first time. And very soon afterwards went to the lavatory. These two facts have got a lot to do with each other. And standing next to me, staring at the wall as one does, was Arthur C. Clarke, who was then and still is recognised as the greatest science fiction, living science fiction writer in the world. And it was as if a novice monk was using the Vatican lavatories, and there was St. Peter standing in the next stall, because it completed an important equation. He's a human being, just like you, and he's a writer, and you're a human being, so there's no reason why you shouldn't write as well.